Little Books on Audio, Volume 1. On Us by Mark Scott. On Father by John Birmingham. On Travel by Tony Wheeler. On Lust and Longing by Blanche Del Puget. On Indignation by Don Watson. On Violence by Natasha Stott Despoja. On Guard by Sarah Hanson Young. On Quiet by Nikki Gemmel.
I don't think there's much point in bemoaning the state of the world unless there's some way you can think of to improve it. Otherwise, don't bother writing a book. Go and find a tropical island and lie in the sun. Peter Singer. Peter Singer's words nagged me all summer. What if I had no solutions? What if I'd run out of hope? Maybe I should have gone to the beach. It wasn't the first time I'd struggled for solutions. I ran the ABC for a decade and saw myself as being in the business of the future. We wanted to make a public broadcaster for the digital age, and for that you needed to embrace technology and change and the opportunities of the new. My first project on starting as managing director in 2006 was to develop a 5-year plan. This will be no surprise to the ABC's critics. Such things are the hallmark of socialist collectives. But I had a 5-year contract and needed to know where the organisation should head. This step turned out to be an abject failure. I never did get the 5-year plan sorted. I'd come from Fairfax, a newspaper company that was getting battered by the first waves of digital disruption. I'd read all that I could about how digital technology would reshape media organisations and how audience expectations were changing. Almost immediately, reality swamped me. It was virtually impossible to know where the media world was going to be in 5 years' time. There was no clarity. It was all changing so quickly. In 2006, you could just hope to work out the direction. It was going to be a world where content was delivered online. Faster internet speeds would allow people to watch, listen, and read on their computers. New providers would emerge to deliver content, so media organisations would not need to own printing presses or broadcast transmission towers to reach an audience. There would be more choice for consumers and, as could be seen with the first wave of online news services, more choices meant smaller audiences for traditional providers. So rather than have a 5-year plan, I got a sense of direction for change. There was a line from the Italian novel The Leopard I liked and that I often cited as I talked with staff around the country. If we want things to stay as they are, things will have to change. We needed to embrace the new opportunities on offer from technology to transform the ABC so it would be as relevant, compelling, and indispensable to future generations of Australians as it has been in the past.